In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. You know, we have this beautiful gospel passage of the disciples being called to become fishers of men. And we see this as just another fleshing out of the progression of those Sundays that we have been celebrating since Pascha and others. But from Pascha to the Ascension, to Pentecost, to last Sunday, which was the Sunday of All Saints, which includes us, to this Sunday, when we are called together with the apostles to follow and to serve God. We are shown what it is to be a Christian, what it is to be a saint, a holy one of God who is set aside for his purpose, fulfilling his final words before the Ascension to make disciples of all nations. So in the gospel, we see Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, who, while they were fishing, encountered Christ and immediately left their nets and followed him. St. John Chrysostom comments on this passage, reminding us that fishing was a very difficult and challenging profession. It depended on how much fish were in the sea, if you were in the right spot, how many other people were out there with their nets. And to miss an opportunity for a catch was unheard of, making Peter and Andrew's answer to Christ's call all the more significant. That they were willing to give up their day's livelihood so that they could follow Christ. This is significant. And then Christ comes to James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and he greets them while they're mending their nets. And again, immediately they left their boat and their father, and they followed Christ. St. John Chrysostom again reminds us that in this story we're shown the poverty of these disciples. That they were not wealthy enough. They didn't have enough money to go and just buy a new net when theirs were broken, worn out. But they had to take time, painstakingly mending their net, tying new string to cover those worn out holes. I've tried this before. It's not easy. I doubt I would have caught anything if I had tried to use it. And so even in their poverty, they show proof of the virtue in their hearts, that their concern over poverty is defeated with ease. It's not even a question. Immediately they go and follow Christ. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, encourages us, it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. When the Gentiles who have not the law, they haven't received the law yet, when they do by nature what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they don't have the law. Now, this is a repeated instruction throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament to not only be hearers of the law, but also doers. The Christians are required to be faithful and active doers of God's commandments. I can't help but be reminded of the parable of the father and his two sons. And he tells them to, the first one, go out in the vineyard and work. And the first son says, I'm not going to go. But in the end, he does end up going, and he works in the vineyard. And the second son says, sure, I'll go. But then he ends up doing something else instead and never goes to the vineyard. And Christ asks, which one of these two did the will of his father? And of course, the answer is the first one. Both heard the call of their father. Both were aware of what the father desired from them. But only one was obedient. You know, we pray in the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done. And yet, how often do we say, thy will be done, and then go and do something else? Father, I know what you desire for me. I know what your will is. You go ahead and do that. I'm going to go do something else. Well, how else is God going to accomplish his will except through his church, through his people, through us? Thy will be done is a call to ourselves, a reminder to ourselves, I must be about my Father's business. I need to be doing his will. So what are the prerequisites of righteousness according to this, according to St. Paul's epistle? Is being in a right or proper relationship with God. And so it's very simple. There's one prerequisite, and I'll say it in three ways. Follow Christ, be faithful, do his commandments. It's the same thing, just said three different ways. Follow Christ, be faithful, do his commandments. So returning to the disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, there's another detail that's worth emphasizing. In all four cases, they immediately left what they were doing and followed Christ. There was no delay. St. John Chrysostom again points out that when they heard his command, when they heard Christ's command, they delayed not, they procrastinated not. They said not, let us return home, converse with our kinsfolk, but they forsook all and followed him. My inclination would be, that sounds great, let me think about it. Let me sleep on it. Maybe tomorrow, then I'll get around to it. But these faithful disciples immediately dropped what they were doing, left their livelihood, in two of the cases, left their father alone in the boat, and they immediately left everything and followed Christ. These are our examples in the faith. We are called in the midst of our lives to follow Christ, and without delay, do his will. He tells his disciples in another place that they must follow him and reminds them that following him means taking up the cross. This is not a follow me and let's go hang out and watch movies. We sang a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, the Triparion of Pentecost. Thou hast revealed the fishermen as most wise, having sent upon them the Holy Spirit, and through them thou hast fished the whole universe. And so let us be counted among these saints as doers of the law, justified in faithfulness, not only to catch fish and satisfy myself, but to serve God and to the glory of his holy name. Amen.